And good morning. It is 9:10 at KBUR. We've got Colin Luddy across the console. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning.
It is a Thursday. It's an open phone day today. And the violence happening in our own backyard, our own West Burlington pool yesterday. Just incredible. I mean, it's
fascinating. This is on Tuesday.
Was it yesterday? No, I guess it was Tuesday. Okay. It's Tuesday late. The big story came out yesterday. I'm sorry. That was what. But it was the fact that we had somebody a brazen act, I guess. You know, driving up to somebody and shooting them, and it's mind boggling. At a public, you know, right outside of a pool full of, I mean, it was very hot. So, I mean, obviously, a lot of people were in there.
Mm-hmm. But this guy clearly, he only fired a single shot, so he clearly had one person in mind and knew he was going to be there.
Yeah.
Not trying to justify it, I'm just trying to understand it.
And, we have a name for the person that was shot, apparently stable condition. University Hospitals in Iowa City.
You got really lucky.
Yeah, it could have been. Although I suppose luck is a matter of any luck is shootings. I think the fact is gun violence is, and this was not an AR-15. This wasn't somebody trying to do a mass shooting or anything like that. This was the kind of thing that, it's just something
with a handgun.
Yeah, just a handgun, just simply deciding to go ahead and take care of somebody right there. But at a place like that, it just seems, maybe that's what it is. It's a fact is, you know, public
that it happened in a crowded area.
A crowded area, yeah. But it can happen. I guess it can happen anywhere, anytime, any place. And mm-hmm. I guess, you know, you just don't know. Why violence seems to be just simply, it's almost like a contagion right now, isn't it?
I really don't understand, like, what all the escalation, how all this escalation happened.
Well, I think what we have had is that it has, the gun has become, it's not the gun or somebody, whatever, but people utilize a gun where they might have done, I use the old expression that we used to say, you know, there's a bar fight going on. I think Mike Johnstone, the sheriff, he said, hey, he was a young patrolman. He said, hey, we got a fight going on. At such and such. And typically it was a fist fight or somebody getting head over the head with a pool cue or something like that. But guns, you didn't. They just weren't. Yeah, people had guns. There was a lot of guns around. People carry guns, and in fact, I think it was at the store. A lady said, "Yeah, I remember when the kids used to take their shotguns, put them in their school locker because if they were all school, they'd be going out doing hunting afterwards after school, and nobody thought anything about it. But I mean, obviously, you think a lot about it now."
Well, yeah, you have to think about it now for obvious reasons.
Well, the world, everything is different right now.
Things are very, very different in this day and age.
Very different, and violence. I was also reading, I told you about the story in the New York Times, that it was a study of Chicago. And we hear, when I say my daughter lives in Chicago, and I get people say, oh, aren't you afraid with all those shootings that are going on? And, well, you know. What they found out is that 97% of all within 4% of the city, basically the poorest areas and areas of in the south, extreme south, and then in the west, blocks that.
Well, you're going to get that in every major city. There are certain neighborhoods where. Gun violence happens.
Where you got poverty and you have gangs and
you're going to get that in every major city.
Exactly.
So, large majority of the crime happened in Los Angeles. It's in the south central part of the city.
Well, it's sort of and where yeah we know where it is. Anyway, good morning. Who do we have with us?
This is Steam. Basically, that I was. let's raise up. You take responsibility for your actions, and you admit to your mistakes. That's the way I was raised. I think Biden has got to grow up and quit blaming everybody for all of his problems. It's a bunch of crap. I won't say the other word, but a bunch of crap. And he should start taking responsibility for his, and also his whole administration. Keep blaming everybody under the sun, but has no guts and courage to admit to his mistakes. Also his son. But that is just, every time I turn around, he blames Putin or somebody else, which is a bunch of crap. So,
Don't use that word, would you please? Just say, it's wrong.
Okay,
something. You know, disagree. I agree.
But I'm keeping it. But, it's just like he hollers about the basically he was going to sell Arabia to get oil. Well, Biden, if you do what Trump did and allow him to drill on federal land and out in the ocean, I bet you $10 you will see prices start going down, but he won't do that because these radical Democrats
actually
to have buggies and take buses and ride bikes all over the place.
Well, but there is something here we do have. And frankly, the refineries have been shut down, and the refineries had a low demand, and so they haven't cranked up production. There is oil out there. Now, the other thing is, should we have more oil? I would agree that we should have more oil. We should get the fields going that we had going, the North Dakota. Remember, the North Dakota fields were just booming for a while. Now with the price of oil, you would think, but they dropped off because the price of gas and price of oil went down so low that it wasn't worth it to keep working on them. So now it should be worthwhile to do exactly. Dean, I'll agree with that. Yeah, we need more oil. We also have the European countries that are being shut down. And so that's having a worldwide effect because of the Putin has shut off the oil and he shut off the natural gas to anybody in Western Europe. So basically what you have is and let's face it, oil is a worldwide commodity, right, Colin? I mean, it's not just what we have here. And so are the oil companies taking advantage of us? I would say that, yes, they are taking advantage of us. They're making hay while the sun shines, and refineries shut down, and supply is shut down. Yeah, is he blaming everybody and not taking responsibility? Yeah, maybe so. But the fact is,
the guy at Chevron said, you'll never see an oil refinery be built in America ever again in this country because of the attitude. And yes,
the attitudes change,
gotta
Dean.
Make money, got to make profit.
Hey, Dean, no, the attitudes change, and it changes with the wind. And so I think this, we need more oil. We need to have cheaper. Hey, look, people that are driving, if you have to drive a lot, people that have to drive a lot are getting killed right now in the gas prices, and we have to do. We have to do something basically to mitigate that. I don't know. We also
did you hear about that story? Is on the news that a woman in California, if you are a gun owner or you're a member of the NRA, she is not going to allow you to have a dog or a cat.
Well, I haven't heard the story, but it doesn't. It frankly, yeah, okay, but you know. Hey, Dean, there's crazy things. Crazy things are going on all the time.
Yeah. Here, to me, the Democrats are more cruel, more harsh, more vicious, more mean. I mean, look what they're doing to the Supreme Court of judges. I mean, they're the bullies, and it seems like to me that's the way they are.
Well, you know, Dean, it seems that we've got incompetence and bullies going on both parties. But I do appreciate your call. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. You bet. Bye-bye. And I think, isn't that reasonable? We got bullies and we got people that are basically, everybody's out for their own interest, right?
I've heard somebody say something very wise, and I will repeat it as many times as I can. No one political ideology in this country has a monopoly on stupid.
That's for sure. I mean, no, the extremes, we've got extremes going on both sides. This idea of electric cars, okay.
Granted, yes, electric cars are probably going to be the future, but I think the issue is...
But they're not the future now.
Yes, and they're trying to hurry that along, I feel like.
And you can't, you're not...
And there's going to be massive amounts of pain with it. And I feel, you're going to get conspiracy theorists who say they're driving the price of gas up to force people to buy electric cars. That's just not the case.
And this E15 is becoming...
No, don't.
You're saying don't go there.
Not only is it worse for your engine, you get worse fuel economy, so the more you're spending on it, offsets the lower price.
Are you telling me the people at AgriTalk are lying?
No, I'm just saying they're probably incorrect.
Okay, they're not lying. Okay,
is it better for the economy of the state of Iowa? Absolutely, because where do you think most of it gets made?
It's very hard to find. Well, E10 has been around for quite a while. In fact, E10 is pretty much the standard, isn't it, right now?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really buy. Can you buy anything that isn't E10 in Iowa?
I don't. I can't find it.
You can. I don't use ethanol-blended gasoline in my lawnmower.
No, only the best for that sacred lawnmower, am I right?
That gets I pay $5.89 a gallon for that. And so
no need to get all bougie
on
us.
No. It's just being, I don't need much. It only uses a tiny bit of gas at a time, but that's a different story. No, I've got to buy gas. I was coming back from the bank. It was Tuesday, and I got to the Roosevelt and West Avenue intersection, and I looked, and I looked at the Casey's store. Now I'm guessing that they've changed. It had to be an anomaly because it said $5.29 a gallon.
It's probably for diesel.
No, it was $5.29 per gallon. It was on the E10.
Really?
Yeah. Super unleaded was $5.29. Oh yeah, diesel was higher. But it's I think maybe they were I don't know. Diesel prices are outrageous right now. Can you know what it takes? That's the other thing that's going on is that jet fuel prices, diesel fuel, anything that moves. Let's face it, if it's powered by if it's using an engine. Whether it be jet fuel, whether it be diesel fuel for trucks, whether it be gasoline for automobiles, they're all, I don't have any idea, $8 or $9 a gallon in California. The average is over $7 a gallon right now. It's just
ridiculous.
Anyway, 754-1490, 319-754-1490. The situation, as we were talking about, that violence, it seems to be contagious. And I don't know if that's right or not, but it seems that if people take the law into their own hands, they have a gun and they use their gun and they use the gun to basically, you said the adage, people, well, I've heard this adage, if they really want it's not the gun because they could use a knife or they could use a baseball bat or something like that. Two kids in the Fairfield kids. That's even more bizarre.
That's definitely an outlying case here.
That's so bizarre. It's unbelievable. But it's
I believe the judge granted their request to have their trials move out of Jefferson County.
I think it's going to go to. I think it's going up to Sioux City, isn't it?
It's going up.
Oh no, Council Bluffs. Going to the Council Bluffs area.
It's going up to that area, yes.
Yeah, directly all the way west, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think we are we just a more violent society right now?
I really wish I could say, I'm not a sociologist. I think what you have is, if you look at, if you remember 2 years ago when we had the summer where there was nothing but riots,
or even
last summer.
Well, look at, we've got the police chief came here. He was in the Portland and Seattle area, serving in that area. And he decided, like he said, when the position came open, there was a position here, he said, I want to get out of that area. We're seeing migration, or at least the fact is that people don't have to work at any particular place anymore, do they?
No, and that's why they're migrating to where the cost of living is, and the, I don't want to say quality of life, but just where...
But the quality of life here is, I think, I've said it before, I think it's good. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't.
I don't want to say quality of life because that's really derogatory towards those other places, but just where it's different than...
See,
those places.
San Francisco is unbelievably not the place I remember going to when it was in a, which it was a, it's a beautiful city, but it is also a city that is under siege.
Everywhere in the Bay Area is not only under siege, as you put it, it's also ridiculously expensive.
Well, it's ridiculous
because that's
yeah.
where all the people who work in, who are Silicon Valley people
and
live.
And all the homeless and all the squatters are all there. And the,
yeah, and there's a reason why there's so many homeless people in California and a lot of major cities, because the cost of living there is ridiculous.
Well, and you also have a lot of mental illness that's not getting treated. And that's something...
Well, that could be said about pretty much everywhere in this country.
That could be said about everywhere. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We've got phone lines open, 319-754-1490. What's your thoughts on that, and can you stem, you know, how do you stop it? That's the question. There really is. I don't know how you stop it, but I'd love to hear a theory, and people are talking about there is a gun, what is it, gun legislation that's going through Congress by a joint committee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some good ideas, hopefully, in there to kind of, hopefully, at least maybe, stop some people. Is there going to be a law that's going to really do the job?
Probably not.
No, there really isn't. We're going to take another break.
This is The Herd.
Attention listeners.
With Colin Cowherd.
Think how great Kevin Durant is. He's all-time great. I have him on my all-time teams. I have him on my third team. You can consider him for a second. I love KD. They won before him. They won during him. And they're going after him. Brady leaves New England. The dynasty's over. All they care about is winning. All they care about is winning. You know how rare that is in sports? The new guys come to the Warriors, they buy in Andrew Wiggins, and the old guys stay in. Which is why KD leaving is so mystifying to me. I still don't get it. Why would you want to leave this? Whatever. With Golden State, I got no questions. I get all answers. I got the right facilitator. I got the defensive guys. I've got the culture. I've got the scores. And then Klay Thompson decided last night, hey everybody, I'm back. Old Clay is back.
This is The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Weekdays 11 to 2 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Aw, you didn't have to go so all out for my birthday.
Yes, we did. Because birthdays are about showing your friends how much you care for them and how grateful you are for their...
This is Jamie from Progressive. No, this is a great time. Progressive protects you 24/7. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry that happened.
Jamie.
Can you hold on 1 second? I gotta take this call, but remember, birthdays are about togetherness.
Contact us 24/7 on the phone, online, or on the mobile app. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
It's time to roll out the red carpet for, well, new carpet. Right now at the Home Depot. Choose from hundreds of styles and colors from top brands. Plus, get free installation. So whether you want to brighten up your bedroom, add a little more cushion to your living room, or, yes, add some VIP flair to your hallway, you can get the perfect carpet to match your mood with free installation from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Minimum purchase of $4.99. Exclusions apply. U.S. only. See store for details.
Renewal by Andersen.
These days, finding a sound investment is a real challenge, to say the least.
Oh, except when it comes to your home.
That's right. And when it came time to replace our old drafty windows, we opted for quality with style, installed by professionals.
We opted for Renewal by Andersen. We trusted the Andersen name and knew they'd give us windows built to last.
They came out, measured the old windows, and took the time to really understand what we wanted.
Renewal by Andersen. It's the best investment we've made all year.
Say hello to summer. I'm Sam Hare with Renewal by Andersen. Through the month of June, take advantage of our summer savings. 20% off windows, 20% off doors, and 20% off installation. And we make buying easy with no money down, no payments, and no interest for 24 months. That's 2 years. That all adds up to super summer savings. Visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com or visit us at our showroom in Davenport.
Renewal by Andersen. We love our new windows.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. Authorities have identified the man who was shot in the parking lot of the West Burlington Pool. According to the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigations, at about 4:45 p.m. Tuesday, the West Burlington Police Department received reports of shots fired at the West Burlington Pool. Upon arrival, officers located 28-year-old Devontae Richardson bleeding from a single gunshot wound to the lower part of his face. Richardson was transported to Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center and later to the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics, where he remains in stable condition. Authorities have also seized the vehicle believed to have been used by the shooter in the incident, but have yet to make any arrests. Authorities believe this to be an isolated incident, and there is no threat to the general public. The Iowa Board of Regents will meet Monday and consider an increase in tuition and fees at the three state universities. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
The Regents will hold the first reading of a proposal to raise tuition by 4.25% for in-state undergraduates. That translates to an increase of $355 at the UI, $354 at the Iowa State, and $331 at the University of Northern Iowa. The board says the increase is needed after they request an additional $15 million from the Iowa legislature, and lawmakers gave them $5.5 million. ISU is asking for the largest increase in mandatory fees at $145. University of Iowa is seeking a $56 increase, and UNI, $27.
People are flocking to pools, beaches, and cooling centers in a swath of the Midwest and South spanning from northern Florida to the Great Lakes as a heat wave pushed temperatures into the 90s and beyond and may have caused the deaths of at least two people in the Milwaukee area. The National Weather Service maintained an excessive heat warning through Wednesday evening for most of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, which have been dealing with the sticky humidity and soaring temperatures since Tuesday. And the heat advisory in place for the Midwest and South stretched all the way eastward to the South Carolina shoreline, covering an area that is home to roughly a third of the country's population. From the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Today's hearing of the House committee investigating the Capitol riot will focus on former President Trump's efforts to have Vice President Pence overturn the election.
Retired federal judge Michael Luttig is one of the witnesses. He advised Mike Pence that he lacked the authority to toss electoral ballots. The committee also hears from former Pence counsel Greg Jacob. The committee today will not probe alleged surveillance tours around the Capitol complex the day before the riot.
Fox's Chad Pergram. A show of support in Ukraine in its fight against Russia.
French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi visiting the Ukrainian capital, arriving together by special overnight train. Macron denouncing what he called massacres, calling the trip a message of European unity to the Ukrainian people.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Two American military vets, meantime, are reported missing in Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Sunny and 93 this afternoon. We'll see a southwest wind gusting to 20. Increasing clouds tonight. A slight chance of a shower mainly overnight, low down to 69. Sunny on Friday up to 87. Clear Friday night, down to 63. Saturday, sunny at 84. Clear Saturday night, low to 62. Sunday looks to be sunny, high to 91, mostly sunny and hot on Monday, 99, sunny hot Tuesday, 100. Right now, skies are sunny, 78 degrees.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Wall Street looks to give back yesterday's gains. Some investors were rattled by Switzerland's surprise interest rate hike overnight. This after the Fed yesterday signaled an aggressive attack on inflation with its biggest interest rate increase in 28 years. It makes borrowing money cost more to slow the economy and cool inflation. Consumers will pay more on credit card balances they're carrying and on adjustable rate mortgages and some home equity loans. Bitcoin slightly rebounded after nearly falling below 20,000. It's at late 2020 levels this morning. Abbott Labs has again closed the baby formula plant in Michigan that just got cleaned up and reopened. This time it's closed because of flooding. Revlon has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection as the cosmetics giant fights supply chain issues and heavy debt. Amazon's big Prime Day sale runs July 12th and 13th. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language. Like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
3 weeks. It's incredible. After 3 weeks, I'm on vacation in Paris, having a conversation in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
As heat climbs this summer, so could your energy bill. Your cooling system needs to run more often and stay on longer. During extreme heat, it has to work harder to make up the difference between the outside air and the inside temperature. As it works harder, your energy use goes up. Cooling systems are one of the biggest parts of summer energy bills and have a big impact on your power bill. While Access Energy Cooperative cannot control the weather, we can help you understand what things have an impact on your bill and what you can do to help control it. For most energy savings, set your air conditioning thermostat at 78 degrees. Turn it up higher when you leave home. Caulk and weather seal around windows and doors to prevent warm air from coming inside and heating things up. And check and replace cooling system filters often. A dirty filter makes it work even harder. The more you do your part to save energy during extreme heat, the more it benefits the whole community by putting less pressure on the energy grid. Find more ways to save energy at AccessEnergyCoop.com and stay cool. Access Energy Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Co-op.
Midwives used to be women who'd had many babies themselves or apprenticeships without formal training. Today's midwives are different. They are advanced registered nurse practitioners with specialized education in pregnancy, childbirth, and postpartum health. Southeast Iowa has 4 certified nurse midwives who see their patients at Henry County Health Center in Mount Pleasant and Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in West Burlington and deliver babies in West Burlington. For more information about inviting a midwife to deliver your baby, visit GreatRiverHealth.org.
Don't miss June's $25,000 prize capsule giveaway promotion at Catfish Bend Casino. Win your share of $25,000 in prizes. 4 drawings every Friday at 7, 7:30, 8, and 8:30 p.m. 5 winners at every drawing. Earn 1 entry for every 50 points earned daily. 5 times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. See player services for details. Come on out and play and live lucky at Catfish Bend Casino inside the Fun City Resort. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
When there's a change in the weather,
it's horrible out here,
and you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain
on air and online.
I always know it can be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and online at KBUR.com.
And again, we are back and talking about things that are going on. We're talking about, I was just looking at the latest from the January 6th committee. And we were just hearing, we heard about, you know, trying to blame all of your problems on somebody else. It's all somebody else's fault. Is that sort of a is that a universal trait or something like that? Responsibility, taking responsibility. Yeah, let's face it. If anyone said anything to President, if anyone made any, was negative at all to President Trump, what happened?
You're fired.
No, he basically attacked you. Whatever you said to him, he doubled up and he beat you, and he called you,
A pathetic, derogatory name.
A derogatory name, pathetic loser and a liar or whatever else like that. That was pretty much, didn't that happen for every time somebody said something negative to him?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Or he called them fake news.
And yes, is Joe Biden doing a great job? I don't think
no.
so.
Just say it, no.
No, okay, no.
No.
Is he screwed up by trying to do this green energy thing right now?
Yes.
Yes. Should we be drilling for more oil?
Probably.
Should we be opening up some of those oil fields in North Dakota that we shut down? Probably.
probably.
Yeah, I mean, these are all things that should we basically let that pipeline go through? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we're in a situation where energy prices have gone through the roof. Food prices
and
through the roof.
I get it. You have to, I get the idea of combating climate change and being, you know, stewards of the environment, and that's really good, all things considered. But there is a way to do it without punishing your citizens with higher prices for everything.
Well, and it all kind of keeps going into the cycle, because what happens is, right now we still have this supply chain disruption, right?
Yes.
And how does any basic supply or any basic component or any basic thing you need, how does it typically get to you? It gets to you by
diesel-powered trucks.
By diesel-powered trucks. And how much is the price of diesel is?
And don't forget boats and planes.
Price
of
diesel is double what it was 2 years ago. Double.
Double.
Price of gas.
Say it again. Double.
Price of gas.
Pretty much doubled.
Pretty much double. Yeah. The let's see. What else? Price of food?
I'd say up.
It varies depending upon what you're looking for, because it really does. Meat prices.
Yeah.
Way up.
Some products I haven't noticed a price change on at all, but food is definitely the item that has gone up.
Food has gone up in general. It depends on, yeah, and some items are much higher than other items.
Others have seen no price change at all.
And others have seen very little price change. But it's all a matter of, it's supply and demand, and also, yeah, but if you can't get it, or it costs more to get it to you, what's going to happen?
You're probably going to look for a cheaper option.
That's right. I think Dean was talking about getting back on his bike. Not such a bad idea if you can.
Nope.
But it's not. But for transportation,
for those of us who don't have it,
now it doesn't
have one.
It doesn't work real well in the wintertime.
Or for those of us who got it stolen.
Well, I understand.
Like I did.
But I think there are certainly different ways to do that. I think people. Do you think people are? It does not seem that people are driving a lot less, though, does it?
No. If anything, they're driving more.
It does seem like that. Rental cars, they've come down in price from
Granted, you're going to see a lot big hike in travel coming up in a couple of weeks. Because
4th of July.
4th of July weekend. So you're going to see a massive spike in people traveling, which is a given for any holiday weekend. But like pretty much everything else, that statistic goes up and down.
And but fuel prices,
and this time of year people are driving more.
Jet fuel prices have gone up just as sharply as all of the other, and that's
yet another
all.
Form of travel that's far more expensive.
Everything is more expensive, and I think that's really the problem we're facing. We have the Federal Reserve now. They had the highest interest rate hike since 1994.
Was it 3/4 of a point?
3/4 of a point, or 3/4 of
You think that'll do anything? Well, it won't do anything right away, I can tell you that much.
What it will do is it might soften or slow some of the inflationary. But I don't see anything happening too darn fast.
No. You see, that's the thing. A lot of solutions people have come up with are not quick solutions, and people really, really want quick solutions.
And frankly, because of the nature of the beast, what do you see? Car dealerships? I've never seen such an inventory, such a depletion of inventory. Have you?
No.
Who can afford
to buy a new car these days?
But it's and they've gone up.
Even used cars are
no used cars
ridiculous.
Used cars are way high. Right now, yeah. Used cars are high. New cars, higher.
Seeing all the prices for cars right now, I'm kind of glad I still am paying off my current car.
Well, it's kind of like keep it going. I think that's really what our theory is. I'll keep it going. I'd rather put money into that car and keep it going than
into debt for a new one.
No, I'm not going to put...
Don't buy what you don't need.
We don't buy cars on credit. We buy cars by cash.
Don't buy what you don't need.
don't buy what you don't need.
That's just good advice.
Oh, well, yeah. But
there's some good advice for you.
Good luck. Yeah, it's a... I think that's... the fact is we've got a more... We're a more... The violence in society is much more pervasive now.
Well, I think...
And I think, is it part of the pandemic still?
That's part of my theory, in that, well, you saw people locked, a lot of people just locked in their houses almost 24 hours a day for well over a year. And, they had, a lot of them had access to the internet. And if you know anything about the internet, communication there is anything but cordial.
Yeah.
You let them back out into the world, and they suddenly forget how to coexist with people in person.
I don't know if that has...
I'm not saying it's the lone cause. I'm saying it at least has to be a small part of it.
We did see the growth of extremist groups, and particularly extremist right groups that came out. I don't know. You can name them all. Whether it be the Proud Boys or whatever this group. What was that group that was they
something
stopped in?
Front, I think. I don't really remember off the top of my head. The group that was arrested for attempting to riot at a Pride Month rally in Idaho.
How much of the war in Ukraine is affecting all of these things? You can't blame the whole nine yards on
well,
it.
I think... The war in Ukraine, all things considered, hasn't really had a colossal effect on things here in the United States. It definitely has had some effect on people's opinions, but I think all things considered, the immediate effect to the U.S. has been fairly small.
You know, I did notice one thing. Did you notice that Juneteenth, I don't know if it is, it, as far as I know, it is now a federal holiday.
Yeah.
Is a federal holiday, and it's a Monday holiday.
Yeah, which is pretty cool when you think about it. And, yeah, it fell on Father's Day this year.
It falls on Father's Day, the Juneteenth celebration, and Edwin and D. White, Gladys and Edwin D. White, D. Edwin White Park. That is Saturday, 1 to 6. But, again...
Definitely, if you get a chance, go out and check it out.
But, yeah, it's... I think we're just in a... we're just in sort of this... volatile mix of everything that is going on it's just
people are mad.
We're mad. Everybody's mad. We're mad. Now I don't know as far as gun violence and things like that. One of the things we have found is we've had imagine trying to be recruiting police officers right now.
You can't do it because who wants that job? Not only because it's very thankless work and it's very difficult work,
but there's a war on police that continues to be on.
There's also that heightened risk factor in that, one, a lot of people dislike police now, and a lot of people distrust police these days.
Well, and I think the part of it is the other fact that we have, at least I know here in Burlington, we have a lot of officers that are getting, they've done great jobs, but they're all getting older and they're reaching and they're hitting that sweet spot for retirement and getting out.
Yeah. And the trouble is they can't find anybody to replace them.
There are some, and I know that we have had some success. I know we had, Kevin Glendening.
And that's in all department, all sects of law enforcement.
Yeah.
You're having such a hard time finding people because the perception of police has really soured in a lot of places.
And the violence that is, there is no such thing as routine traffic stop. You know that. I've had that question.
Heard that quote.
Many times, yes.
An umpteen amount of times.
And there was just 2 days ago in California, another, car was stopped. The officer, now I don't know if the officer, whether he could have done something. The officer walks up to the car, and the guy shoots him in the face. And, you know, I don't know what you do about some of these things that are going on, but I know that typically what they do here is if you have a traffic stop or something like that, if there's anything suspicious,
you call backup.
You get backup, and you have somebody there, and you have officers extreme caution. With extreme caution, you try to approach on both sides because
occasionally they'll call in a canine unit too.
Yeah. It's sad what we've brought ourselves to. It is sad.
You'll get no argument from me.
Anyway, all right. 319-754-1490. Price of gas is going to keep. Do you see anything that's going to stop that from going up? Nothing. There doesn't seem to be any indication that. I know the price of oil dropped a little bit.
I think the stock price of oil dropped a little bit.
If the refineries were to reopen, maybe. If we had more drilling, maybe. But
nothing is certain.
Nothing is certain. I don't see E15 as solving the issue, do
nope.
you? No. It's. We're going to take another break.
This is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
We're getting back into it.
I didn't expect that there's a possibility that there would be more than the 22 that were set. Now we've got this 23rd, possibly a 24th. Deshaun Watson's legal team has already come out and denied these. Of course, they did as well.
I still don't understand why they don't use the commissioner's exemplar.
Two Pros, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and a Cup of Joe, Jonas Knox.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on Fox Sports 104.5. And 1360.
The weather is warming, and soon you'll be able to enjoy your home's outdoor living spaces. An awning from the Sherwood Company can help you enjoy those areas even more. Outdoor awnings expand the living area of your home, giving you more entertaining space that is protected from rain and the blazing sun. Ideal for decks and patios, they are easy to operate and retract or extend in minutes, allowing sun when you want it and shade when you need it. Awnings provide indoor benefits too. They limit direct sunlight on windows and doors. Having an awning will make your home cooler and decrease your energy bills. Awnings from the Sherwood Company come in hundreds of combinations of fabric patterns and colors and are custom designed for your space. Retractable awnings can be controlled by Alexa or other home automation devices. Call the Sherwood Company for more information today.
First impression.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Have something to sell? Looking for something? Have something to give away? You can now do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the KBUR online trading post. Just go to KBUR.com and click on trading post, or go to our KBUR Facebook page direct and join the trading post group and start dealing. You can post as many pictures of your items as you wish. It is still the marketplace of the air, but now all the time. The KBUR online trading post from News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And good morning. We've got a caller. Good morning. Who do we have? Who do I have with me today?
Montessa Man.
Okay. All right. And you said you got a couple of comments. Is that right?
Oh, about six, but I hope you run it again because I'd like to hear it.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody's complaining about gas. Number one, the president was told by the vice president he wasn't capable of running the United States. And what they did is they took the amount of ethanol that had to be used by these big oil companies. They reduced it once, and they've reduced it again. So the first thing he could do is go back to the first time when they started promoting ethanol, put that amount of ethanol that has to go in the oil companies because that makes them cheaper, but they can make more money by the oil. Number one, you talk about how things are bad. How many people ride a bicycle? The law says on a bicycle or any vehicle you pass, you must turn the turn signal on. 95% don't, and that's fine if they get over. Number three, they're going to give $15,000 for sand down the Cascade Bridge or wait for barrels. Just a 300-mile-an-hour race car, at the end of their parachute don't work, it burns up. They got sand, and that stops them at 300-mile-an-hour, so that would take care of that and make the streets downtown. I'd go down there if they made them one way instead of have four-way stops everywhere. And when you have a protest, you don't take a gun or an army. You take a couple of fire trucks. West Burlington had a thing here years ago. They was going to, you know, riot and have all kinds of at the Walmart. And West Burlington showed up with two little fire trucks. Nobody showed up. So is there anything you don't understand about what the comments I've made?
No, I think the fact that, you are... There's solutions for problems. We haven't necessarily initiated them, is what you're saying. Is that right?
Well, you can look this up. I'm not a government official. You can look it up. Years ago, we need green energy, so the government give the wind generators a discount. They give the solar a discount. Well. And they also give ethanol. Well, the first one they took away, which is okay, they took away the government aid for ethanol. And they did it for wind generators and solar. Well, they started laying off. Boy,
yeah.
The government jumped right back in. And they made that to where it went back to what they was going to get, okay?
Okay. Renewable and the ethanol people would say that the renewable fuels are the best way to help solve the energy crisis that we're going through. Actually, I think one thing should be done is we need to have look, the price of natural gas, I don't know, is going through the roof right now. The price of all energy, basically natural gas, the air jet fuel for airplanes. So the gas, so airline prices are up 40% right now. Used cars are up about 40% right now because the chip problem. They can't find the new cars. Are just basically they're waiting for those chips to come back in that don't seem to ever come. And the fancier we've made these cars, and so what happens, and what do you have in an electric car? You got a lot of chips. So I'm saying,
right.
You got, look, it's a lose-lose proposition, but I do appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
Well, I'll tell you one more thing on that. We need to put some government needs to get in on and say, we got to make 10% at least, start someplace where we make everything we use here in the United States, because China's got us by the neck.
I understand. And, you know what? You're exactly right. We need to be moving more in that direction. Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
You too. All right. Anyway, no, it just frankly, yes. Things used to be made, all of the things that used to be made here were made here until they found out, you know what, we can make these a lot cheaper by going to someplace else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when everything's being made someplace else is that...
The companies that produce them make more money.
You know, the companies produce them make more money, and we don't have the manufacturing structure that we had. But I don't see that. I don't see that change. How do you change that? Because it's... Look. It's like people can complain about China, but they want it cheap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have a great day.